Let me talk about the Sleep Number bed for a second. I've had one for years, and you probably heard me talking on the radio about it, and the story's changed because they keep developing these new innovative things. So first of all, it was the Sleep Number. When that came along, I went into the store, and I was like, okay, I laid on the bed. And they still do this, and they give you a sleep number based on how you lay, your back, your neck. Mine's 30. But now my friends at Sleep Number have introduced what I think is the most amazing bed ever. It's the new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed. The whole thing is to keep you comfortable. You choose your ideal firmness with the Sleep Number. And then it has responsive air technology. The bed senses every move, automatically adjusts to you so you can stay sleeping comfortably through the night. Did you know that? My Sleep Number settings are 30. My Sleep IQ was in the 90s last night. Right now, it's a great time to go in. The lowest prices of the season. You can save $500 to $700 on their most popular 2016 beds as well. Visit any of the 550 Sleep Number stores nationwide or call 800-NEXT-BED or visit sleepnumber.com to find a store near you.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Good morning. Welcome to a Wednesday show. Da-da-da. More studio.
Morning.
So Amy thinks it's weird that Eddie doesn't know his wife's shoe size.
Well, also, he thinks she's like a size 4 in shoes.
I have no clue.
Like, that's a kid.
Okay, I don't know.
I don't know any adult woman that's a size 4.
So, Eddie's our video producer. He's got two kids, been married for like 30 years or something. I don't know. But,
like, I couldn't tell you what size shirt she wears, waist.
Well, I don't think you have to know waist measurement, but like.
But like when I said, like, I don't know, Amy, what her shoe size, she's like, what? How do you not know?
Yeah, and then he was like, well, my what was more? He's like, I don't know, 4, 5? Like, what? I was like, what?
What's
not
a 4?
Even
I even did the whole, like,
like I show wear with an my 8. Hands. I wear an 8.
Yeah, so her shoes are, her feet are half size of yours.
No, she's definitely not a 4. Like, nobody's. I mean, I'm sure there's someone listening that's a 4, but like, I don't even know. Like, I don't even.
Is that still kid sizes?
Yeah, like, my daughter's not even a 4. Like, my daughter's probably like a women's 6 or 7.
Do you know,
7.
Honestly, what color your wife's eyes are?
Yeah, blue. Beautiful blue.
That's
oh,
true.
Oh, stop it.
They look like the ocean.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, they do.
At least he knows that. But I just kind of was like, I thought, in all, you've been married, what, 11 years?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you've never gotten her shoes ever?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Do you know her birthday?
Yeah, May 8th.
What year?
Don't worry about that.
Why would you ask that, Amy?
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Well,
either,
do you know your husband's shoe size?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
What is it?
10?
18.
10?
Wait, he has a 10? He has a small foot?
Wait, Bobby, you wear an 11. That's one size different.
I wear a 12.
You wear an 11. I just bought you
on
shoes.
On the Yeezys, we get them a size smaller.
Okay, sometimes my husband's a 10 and a half then.
Yeah, whatever.
I wear 11.
Dang.
Wow.
Okay, 11, y'all, that's like one or half size bigger. And also, you're taller than the
big one. That makes a big difference.
Oh, shut up.
Dang. Emmy outed her husband out of a size 10.
That's fine. I like his feet. His toes are... You want to know the truth? So, like, you know the bonding, like, sometimes how you can, like, make feet, like, be shorter or stop growing? So his mom would never buy them shoes when they were younger because she just thought they needed to keep wearing them. So his toes are kind of squished because he would squeeze into shoes that were too small for him.
Did you make the story up because you outed him to the side? Who thinks she made this up?
Yeah.
I'm not saying he's...
I think she saw this as my after school special.
Listen,
and then made it up real quick.
No, I'm not saying he's like not a size 10, but his toes are squished and weird looking, and I've asked him about it, and he told me that's why.
Wow. I didn't know feet were like goldfish.
What does that mean?
They never
put them
grow.
In a small tank, they won't grow.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. No, they are. Your feet can, like, your bones, like,
so they
bend.
Stop growing at size 10.
No, I'm not saying they stop.
I'm just listening.
No, I'm saying
so
his toes.
She made him do that at, like, 17, apparently.
No, I'm saying his toes are squished.
Yeah.
It's a thing. Okay. I promise. Okay. She was just being thrifty.
It's size 10 Wednesday here on the Bobby Bones Show.
Oh, rude.
Let's get going.
Hanging out with the Bobby Bones Show.
Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
So I see you, Preston Sharp. A couple years ago, Preston, who's now 12, was visiting the grave of his grandfather at McDonald's Cemetery when he noticed there were no flags or markers or flowers on any of the veterans' headstones. So he started doing little odd jobs in the neighborhood, and he bought dozens of small American flags and flowers, and he placed one on every single one of the graves at McDonald's Cemetery. So then he moved to the next veterans' cemetery, and then the next, and then the next. To date, this 12-year-old Preston Sharp has placed over 17,000 flags.
Wow.
No matter if it's raining or shining, he goes out and honors the people that fought for our country.
That's
Isn't
respect.
That crazy yeah. and awesome?
I have goosebumps a little bit. Yep.
Shout out Preston Sharp. I see you. I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big Three Stories.
It's producer Raymond in San Francisco, California. Multiple people were injured in a trolley bus crash. Luckily, the nine people injured all had non-life-threatening injuries. In other news, Maine has confirmed its first case of measles in 20 years. The public may have been exposed in Farmington and Kingfield. And finally, congrats to the Florida Gators on winning the College Baseball World Series. It's their first one ever.
I do a show from my house called The Bobby Cast, and songwriters, artists come over to the house, and we talk for like an hour. And last night, Cole Swindell came over to the house. And so everybody pretty much shows up on time. Cole showed up on time.
Okay.
And everybody usually shows up by themselves, which is cool. It's a cool move to show up by yourself.
Yeah.
Because that means there's no handlers. There have only ever been a couple people show up with someone else.
Wow. I've always just in my mind pictured them showing up totally alone.
They do. Mostly. And the bigger the star, the more alone they show up. Which makes me think the other people are just a little nervous.
Sure.
That more so than Diva.
Understandably so.
Cole shows up, right?
You should be standing with.
And we talk for an hour or so. We're walking out of the house afterward. And I always like to see what kind of car or truck they drive, because I feel like I could do a whole show on just the cars and trucks of the people that come by. Because, man, some of them have some awesome cars. And some of them drive beaters. And I'm like, keeping it real. Or they're not making near as much money as we think. One of the two.
Yeah.
And so Cole walks out, and there's no car, and he just keeps walking. And I'm like, dude, where are you going? He's like, I don't know. My Uber's going to pick me up somewhere. I was like, what are you going to do, sit on the sidewalk till your car gets here? What is it, sixth grade? Like, after practice, you're just waiting for mom and dad to pick you up? I was like, come back in the house and just sit on the couch and hang out. So I came back in, and we just hung.
That's
but
yeah,
he just left. I was like, I'm just going to go find my car. I'm just going to Uber.
So you were like, he left, but then you're like peeking out to see where he goes with the car. And then you're
no,
like,
I went to go see what his car was.
I
not,
know, but like with him or you're like peeking at it?
No, I went with him. Walked him out. So
he could have gotten lost.
Yeah, and in my hood, it's not a good place to get lost.
No.
So you can listen to that. iHeartRadio, you can now save it. Or iTunes and subscribe. Cole Swindell and I, we talked about all kinds of stuff that he's written that you wouldn't even know he wrote. It's like, wow, he wrote that?
It's the Bobby Bones Show.
All right, got some Wednesday positivity for you right now. Tell me something good. Starts right now.
Tell me something good.
The story from Manhattan, Kansas. So this mom wanted her son to have a motorcycle birthday party. So it was like, hey, if anybody knows any motorcyclists, or if you have a motorcycle, can you drive it up? He loves motorcycles. And so she hoped that four or five people would just come by. He's a young kid, like 4 or 5 years old. And 300 motorcycle people came by. Not even like a gang or anything.
300?
Wow. Yeah, they just kept sharing it within like near the neighborhood. And like 300 people came out. It was like Motorcycle Palooza.
That's amazing.
This is people showing up.
You think you'll be a motorcycle guy one day?
No. I'd have already been there. Unless I hit some crazy midlife crisis,
no.
I just don't think so. I don't like danger. Like, I just checked. Let me look. My middle name is not Danger.
But sometimes you feel the need.
I don't. I have no need for any sort of adrenaline like that.
Okay.
I get my adrenaline on stage. And so my middle name is actually Weenie Boy, in case you're wondering. Amy?
Well, some officers were called to the Golden Gate Bridge to rescue a kitten that somehow was in the middle of the Golden Gate Bridge. I mean, they said that they were so, quote, perplexed as to how the cat got to the middle of the bridge without being hit by a car. But
somebody probably threw it out of their car, I would assume.
No, I don't think so.
There's no way a kitty walks all the way across the Golden Gate Bridge.
Listen, all I know is shout out to the driver that saw the cat and decided to call rescuers.
Yeah.
Shout out to the rescuers that blocked traffic, shut down lanes to save the cat. And no microchip, no collar. So one of the rescuers has taken in the cat as a foster parent and nursing it back to health.
I love all that story, but for sure someone let the cat out on the bridge.
Cannot confirm or deny that.
That's good. I like that.
No problem.
Lunchbox.
There was a family of five in Tampa, Florida. They were asleep, and all of a sudden they hear beep, beep, beep. Smoke detector starts going off. There's a fire in the house. They all get out alive, get their dog out. They had changed the batteries in their smoke detector 2 days before.
Wow.
Saved their life. And Jason Penny with the fire department said, please check your smoke detectors. A house can be replaced. A life can't.
I often change my smoke detectors. And by change, I mean rip them off the ceiling and throw them in the backyard.
Yeah, me too. One time you like threw yours in a closet under clothes and you're like, why is it still beeping?
And I get started going. And we go from beep to. I'd stack it with everything. I'd put old TVs on top of it. I take the battery out. Like, how does it live with no heart? I don't understand. Okay, thank you. There you go. Good news. Come on, get your Bobby Bones on. Scotty McCreary will be coming in probably like 35, 40 minutes. And he's going to play that song. Five more minutes. And give myself five more minutes. So 20 after next hour. So hour number two, Scotty McCreary comes in.
18, turn my helmet in. Walk to the 50-yard line.
I haven't seen that dude in a while. Just talked to him a couple times. Me. After we on Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones, Mr. Bobby Bones. You want to follow over there?
Bobby Bones Show.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
Kelsey Ballerini got the girl squad together on Monday night.
Oh, don't call it that. The girl squad?
Yeah.
How about just some friends?
Okay, well, fine. Sorry. Kelsey got the girls together to hang out.
Yeah.
They all posted photos. It was super awesome. Lauren Elena, Ray Lynn, Cassidy Pope, Lindsay L., Mackie Rose, Carly Pierce, Kelly Bannon. The list goes on. It just was awesome to see girls come together and support each other.
Yeah, Lindsay... Obviously, we're dating, and she was there till almost 5 in the morning. And I was coming.
5 in the morning?
Yeah, I was getting worried. And she texted me. I was like, why are you up? She was like, oh, I'm just leaving Kelsey. So it was like an all-nighter. It's a rager, as they would say.
Yeah, I loved watching like the videos that were posted. They were just singing and having a good time. There's a photo booth. Like, I love the whole thing. I love the concept, right? Getting the girls together.
Sounds like a lot of
They're
girls.
They're all artists.
Lindsay had fun. That's all I know is Lindsay had fun.
Perfect. Well, poor Beyonce and Jay-Z.
Beyonce and Jay-Z.
I know. You know, they just added to their family 2 new babies, and now they can't find a house within their price range of $75
million. Oh, I've been
there. Yeah, so a source says that they want a super baller, crazy estate, and the ones that they love, they're going for $150
million.
No. So.
$75 million or nothing. You get the Property Brothers on that. All right.
I'm Amy. That's your 30-second skinny.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Hastings, Minnesota. Police went to a man's house because he had a warrant out for his arrest. So they knock on his door, he answers, and they say, hey, you have a warrant for your arrest. Time to come with us. He's like, oh, no problem. And they're like, you're not going to run? He goes, no, I got this. Hands him a get-out-of-jail-free card.
No, oh, he had one of those?
Yeah.
Dang.
And he thought it was real, and they go, what is this?
No, he did not.
He did. He didn't run or anything because he goes, I don't need to run. I got to get out of jail. Free card.
Does he think he's living in the game Monopoly?
That's crazy.
And they even have a picture of the card he handed him.
He sure does.
Oh man, didn't work. He's in jail. I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead story of the day.
How about that? All right.
Come on, Bobby Bones Show.
I have to switch out later on during the show.
No, but why? I was asking you why, and you're like, don't worry about me. No, you don't worry about me. And I'm like, well, just tell me why. So just tell me why.
I have an extra set of clothes hanging in my office.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I've
been asking what they're about.
Well,
why?
No, it's just like a jacket and tie and shirt. Because I have to go. I don't have to. But to me, I'm like, oh, the pressure. I'm going to introduce someone very, I'm probably the most powerful man in Nashville.
What? For what?
For he won an award and it's a breakfast.
And you're introducing it?
Right, and I wrote jokes. And it's...
Oh, no.
And right. And I, you know, I gotta be me.
They're not roasting jokes, are they?
I mean, a teens, but...
Teens? A teens? That sounds bad.
I like to roast at the most inappropriate times.
And this would probably be one of those.
Yeah, breakfast is a pretty good...
It's a charity breakfast recognizing the accomplishments of...
Said person.
He's in Corn Capshaw. He's huge.
Oh, yeah.
And so there'd be all these, you know, fancy rich people probably. And I'm going to walk up there and roast them. Here's my thing.
What?
And I think this is on to something else. And I'm going to ask this question. And I'll play a song and let everybody get their thoughts together. Like, what's your number one rule of life? Because I have to think about that sometimes and reset when I do things like this. Your number one rule of life. Like, what is it? If someone were to say, write your one rule down. And there are lots of rules you can live by, but what's your A number one? And it can be anything. Think about that, and I'll come back to you in a second because it has to do with this. I'm glad you asked me about them clothes.
I guess. Them clothes? Yeah, me too.
They're hanging on my doorknob over at my office.
Yeah, I saw them.
So, number one rule of life.
I try to treat everyone the way I want to be treated, but I will be the first to admit I have not been 100% successful in that every day of my life.
I mean, are we all?
Well, yeah,
we all try.
None of us are, yeah.
Right.
But we're all sinners.
Yeah, I think, you know, no one wants to be treated bad. So if you can treat someone good and get that in return, it's just common courtesy and respect.
I love that. Okay, that's a good rule. See, these are good rules in life. Here's the thing, too, about treating people and doing things for people.
Mm-hmm.
You should do things for people even without them knowing, because you have no idea how many times people have done things for you without you knowing.
That's the truth.
I have no idea how many times people have stuck their neck out for me or done things that I have no idea about. And it's probably a lot. And so I think about that sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
My number one rule, I go 100% or 9% at everything, which leads me to today. I'm doing this charity breakfast, very prominent guy, and I'm out there, I'm roasting.
So you're going to go 100% roast?
I do. Oh. No, I just do me 100%.
Oh.
I could get up there and say, I'm honored to be here today, and it's an honor to be here hearing me, or whatever, I don't know. Whatever you say, it's stuff like that. I don't say, I tell jokes.
Mm-hmm.
So I wrote some jokes, and I wrote some, and some of them are going to bomb, but that's okay. I just go on. Like when they gave me that award for innovating music, I got up and instead of, I don't like me things, so I didn't do an acceptance speech. I just roasted everybody in the crowd. They didn't ask me to do that.
Yeah.
But they probably didn't want me to do that.
But that was you just being 100%.
100%
you.
Or none percent.
Yeah. Got it.
Thank you very much.
Hundo P.
Or zero.
No.
Oh.
100 or,
or none.
None. I'm trying to coin that. Chris. Okay. Chris in Tampa. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Gilby. What's your life rule?
Life rule. Manners matter.
Say it again.
Manners matter.
Manners matter. I like that. You must have kids.
I do. I have two boys, and they turned out pretty well under that rule.
Yeah. I'm a big manner guy myself. Yes, sir. No, sir. Yes, ma'am. Even now, I still do that. But I appreciate you. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Man, I got a lot of them here. Scotty McCurry is coming in a second. So he's going to come play Give Myself Five More Minutes.
Give Myself Five More Minutes.
If it's worth doing, it's worth doing all the way. Or just don't do it. Like, don't waste your time. Find something else to do all the way instead of wasting your time on something you're going to put 60% effort into.
Yeah.
Like I always say, 100% or none percent.
Yeah, always being like the last 3 minutes.
Yeah. Trying to coin this.
Or the future.
So it's 100% or none.
No, 100% or none percent.
Oh, it's really sticking with me.
Yeah.
This is a Bobby Bones show.
Bobby Bones.
All right, everybody say hello to Scotty McCreary.
Good morning, good morning. How are we doing?
Hey, buddy. It's been a while since we've seen you around here.
It's been a little bit, bro. Yes, sir. Glad to be back.
What have you been doing?
Hanging out, man. Making music. I've been in the mountains all week, so it's been all right. It's been all right.
When you say been in the mountains all week, that means something different for everybody.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's that mean?
For me, I just head up to, I have like a little, it kind of is a cozy little condo thing. It smells like a grandma's house, so it's like really, really cozy. We just hang out, play a little golf, and sit by the fire. It's been perfect vest weather, like, so I'm rocking my vest still this
golfing
week.
Golfing in the mountains. Like, I thought you were like... hiking
a mountain. We did some hiking.
Camping in the woods.
Me and my girlfriend, we had this spot that we stumbled across. We were looking for this waterfall and totally got lost. We're like, next trail we find, we're just going to stop off and see it. And walked like a mile and then came across these cliffs. It's like overlooking the whole mountain. It's like untouched, just perfection. It was great. Wow. So never know what you'll stumble upon up there.
What's it like to be Scotty McCurry's girlfriend?
If you ask her, it depends on the day, especially when my communication skills aren't that great on the road. But I don't know. She's great. I've known her since kindergarten, so she don't really care about all the glitz and glam. She's awesome.
So you're saying you go days without maybe reaching out to her?
Oh, it's not days, but it'll be a little while. Weeks. Especially on the golf course. That's when it gets rough. But you're supposed to kind of get away, you know, on the golf course. But yeah, my communication skills to her, that's what I got to work on.
You guys been together for how long?
It's coming up on 5.5 years.
Oh, that's a long time.
How old are you?
Yeah. 23.
Okay.
Oh, 23.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
you're
no
good.
Rush.
No rush. I mean, you have another 10 years, dude.
Oh, boy.
Before you need to start thinking
10
about
years.
It.
Tell
her that. Yeah. I'll tell her. Bring her in here.
Okay.
Scotty McCurry's here. I want you to play this song, though, because we've been playing it on our show a bunch. I love this song.
That,
five
man.
More minutes.
Thank
so
you.
Good.
And so before we talk anymore, if you wouldn't mind, you can. And we've talked about it before, but we have so many new listeners that come every day.
Sure.
Please talk about the song and when you wrote it and what it means to you, and I'd like to hear it.
Yeah, this was a song we wrote, you know, 2 years and some change ago. It's my favorite song I've written yet. I tweeted that the day I wrote it, so that's how you know. But yeah, it's a song about life. I had just lost my grandfather prior to this, Granddaddy Bill, and he was my guy. Like he was 86 then, but even like at 85, he was jumping off the diving board in his backyard pool doing cannonballs, like just swimming around.
85.
My man was cool like that. So I miss him and kind of wrote the song for him. It became a lot more about life in general, and you know, hopefully folks can relate to it. But yeah, it's a song called Five More Minutes, and hope folks dig it.
All right, you can download it if you like it. You can stream it if you like it. I encourage you to download it because Scotty makes a little money off that. You
know? Yeah, I'm not mad at that.
So, all right. Yeah. Here he is, Scotty McCurry. Clap your hands. Five more minutes here live on the Bobby Bones Show. Hey, guys. So because of licensing rules, we can't play anything with music on this iHeartRadio channel or podcast anymore. But you can go to BobbyBones.com to see it. We hate that we had to take it down. It wasn't our decision, but I just wanted to keep you up, and we wanted to keep up as much as possible. So go to BobbyBones.com to watch or hear whatever you're missing right now, and thank you for listening to the show, and sorry about all the legal stuff. Mr. Bobby Bones. Thanks for coming by. We really appreciate it. Good to see you again.
Absolutely. Always a pleasure.
To many more times.
Yes, sir, man. Congrats.
Thanks
all
for,
the family
Yeah,
folks.
Thanks for tweeting out to your fans. You have a really diehard group of fans.
They're rabid, man. I'm glad they're for me, not against me. So they're good folks.
They're definitely for you. And sometimes they're against me. But that's good, though. You turned it for me. I like that.
Yes, sir.
They're rabid. Hey, guys, good to see you guys, too. Scotty, thanks for waking up.
Appreciate
you don't let them talk?
Brother.
I say they just mouthed.
I got my college buddy here.
They both mouthed, but
chat.
Didn't say anything. They went like, blah, blah, blah. Good to see you guys. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
All right, Scotty McCreary, download Five More Minutes, and we'll be back in a second. Let's go. Over to Sarah in Florida. Sarah, I appreciate you waking up and calling the show. What's going on?
Good morning. I just wanted to get to let some young girls out there be aware that there's somebody on Instagram pretending to be Luke Bryan. He messaged me and said, "This is Luke Bryan, and I'm in the studio, and if you send me an iTunes gift card, I'll give you what I'm recording in the studio."
Wow. Did he send it to you?
Did I send him a gift card?
No, but did Luke send you his stuff in the studio?
He says, "I'm going to give you my private number. Don't share it with
me." Oh. Will you tell it to me?
I don't. Let me see if I can get it without hanging up on you. Hang on.
Do it, because we'll call that thing.
That's awesome. Okay.
Yeah, because listen, it's not Luke Bryan. And there are fake accounts for everything.
Yeah.
I saw Jake doing it. There's fake
Jerks.
Accounts for me.
Yeah.
And listen, you're scraping the bottom of the barrel if you're fake accounting me. Because don't nobody care. Okay, do you know the number?
I have it right now.
Okay, I'm going to put you on hold, and then I'm going to have Mike D pick it up, and I want you to tell him, and I'm going to come back to you, okay? So don't hang up.
Okay, I won't.
Okay. Hey, I got her on hold. Will you get that number? Will you get that number from her, please? And then I want to, let's just call it and see what happens, see who answers.
Yeah.
What if it is a Luke?
Oh, my goodness. That'd be awesome. So crazy.
And it's like, hey, y'all, I'm in a studio right now. I messaged her. I was going to send her some stuff.
It's a thing I'm trying, guys. For a gift card, I'll give you my new music. We're like, oh, my bad, dude.
It's my new album, Hunting, Fishing, and Gift Carding Every Day.
Joke's on us.
Yes. Once, let me tell you a story. Lunchbox and I were out, man, this is years and years ago, and we were playing golf at a public course, Lions Municipal.
Mm-hmm.
About $8 we got on the course. So that we were bad golfers, right? And behind us, there was this guy that looked just like Pat Green. It wasn't Pat Green, obviously, but this guy looked just like Pat Green. And we're both Pat Green fans. And so I was like, Lunchbox, that's Pat Green. And he was like, no, I ain't Pat Green. I was like, dude, that's Pat Green. You should go say what's up to him. No, I ain't going over there. And so the guy that looked like Pat Green hit the ball up to us. And so I was like, Lunch, I started to convince him. And I was like, yeah, I got him. And Lunch walks up to him, and I see him talking for a little bit. And then Lunch doesn't come back. And Lunch starts hanging out. And Lunch gets on the tee box and hits a hole with him. And all of a sudden, it was Pat Green.
Yep.
It's Pat Green the whole time. Joke's on me. That's
so cool.
That's probably Luke in his studio. I mean, come on. Wave on Wave was the jam. Like, he has lots of jams, but when I hear this one, I'm like, in my heart.
All upon my, got no direction. We're all playing the same game. We're all looking for redemption. Just afraid to say the name. So caught up now in pretending. What we're seeking is the truth. I'm just looking for a happy ending. All I'm looking for is you. Came upon a new wave on.
That's still the jam. Yeah.
California, we're long way.
Man, he has a new song too. I played, I guess, last week or so. Pat Green does. And it's called Drinking Days. It's the jam too. Try to call this number in a second, by the way.
I can still toss and beg. I can go all night long. I can burn a candle at both ends, but I've been burnt up in the moan. And I can still raise them up. Hang with the best of my friends. Don't get me wrong, they still taste good, but not as good as they did back then. Back in those drinking days and all of those parties, we sure had it made. Well, they hurt like a mother, but I sure did love them those glory days. And all the hell we raised drove our folks crazy. We still have, but not like we used to have.
Pat Green's good, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't even drink. I don't even have drinking days, but I'm like, yeah, my Super Nintendo days.
What's weird is Pat Green was my drinking days.
Yeah.
So it's weird to hear him sing it because it was like college. Like when I think of Pat Green, I think of high school and college.
I have the number of fake Luke Bryan. We want to call him in a minute?
Yeah.
All right, hold on. We'll do that in a second. Someone posing as Luke Bryan on Facebook, I think, right? All right, hold on 1 minute. We'll call it.
Bobby Bones Show.
Yeah, give me that number. We had a woman call in and she said that someone impersonating Luke Bryan was asking for iTunes gift cards. And she was like, I didn't have a blue check mark, didn't think it was him. And also, he was like, if you send me iTunes gift cards, I'll send you the stuff I'm doing from the studio right now.
Yeah.
Obviously, it was fake. And then he said, I'll give you my secret cell phone number. But guess, it's a Nashville number.
Oh, yeah, duh, they have to keep it
first
legit.
Of all, I know Luke, and I have Luke's cell phone number. Let me see if they match.
Wow.
I didn't think about that first. Because that would have been, how funny would
what
it be?
What if it really is Luke?
Let's see.
I'm going to bust him.
No, but what if it's like a thing? Like he's doing.
Yeah, promotional thing.
Oh.
It's not.
What's the deal with iTunes?
It's not the same number?
It's not the same number.
Okay.
Oh.
You want to call the fake number?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes, of course.
Call it. Call it.
Okay. If they answer, though, I'm going to have to start. You can star 67 on a cell phone, huh?
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't done that in a while.
I don't know, dude.
That was back in the
it's
day.
It's been like 20 yeah. years.
Okay, hold on. Five.
More?
The hotline, I want to hear it ring. That's why. Is it ringing? Tell me when you put it on hold. I'll pick it up immediately, Ray. They're calling it in the other room, and I got to pick it up immediately. As soon as it goes on hold, I'm picking it up. I got it. Here we go. Should be ringing. Got it.
Yes. Gosh, yes.
Trying to call the fake Luke Bryan. Not fake Luke Bryan, but someone faking Luke
right, right,
Bryan.
Text Now subscriber you are trying to reach is not available.
Yeah, no crap.
Please leave your message after the tone.
Hey, this is Bobby, right? And I'm here to cause some trouble. Because we hear you're faking like Luke Bryan. And we're not going to take that, are we, gang?
No!
You don't mess with our people, do they, gang?
No!
Unless this is Luke's second number, hit us back, all right? Hey, whoever you are, stop acting like Luke Bryan. We have your number now. And we'll call you every day. Well, I'll call you when I wake up in the morning. And I wake up at 3 a.m. So I will call you every morning from now until eternity. Won't I, guys?
Yeah!
Thank you. No, seriously. Have you made any money doing this? Because I've been looking
yeah,
for ways.
Know.
Yeah, because sometimes you get a little
side
yeah.
hustle. Yeah.
Right. And like, you live in Nash. Anyway, we got to go. You have our number. Hit us back. Be good to talk to you.
Yeah,
and,
stop by.
Unless you're scared.
Don't hate the player, hate the game. Right, guys?
Yeah!
All right. He didn't answer. Okay. That's the person impersonating Luke Bryan.
Have a good day.
No, you know what? I hope your day's slightly above mediocre, and that's it. Right, guys?
Yeah!
You already said have a good day.
I was just trying to be nice.
Why? He's trying to steal money from people.
Okay, yeah. I hope you have a slightly mediocre day above average.
We don't want you to get hurt or anything.
Yeah, we just want you to maybe, like, not Have a great day.
If this is really Luke, man, I'm a big fan.
Yeah. Like my favorite song. Is, I like drinking beer.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. What else?
And if you really have stuff from the studio, send it.
My Kind of Night's pretty good too. I like that. It's a good jam.
And Catfish Dinner.
Oh
that's,
yeah,
and that's what I would call that.
Crash My Party.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Hey, this is
what?
Right, I'm here.
Oh, it's our voice.
It plays it back.
Oh, I didn't. I've never lasted that long on a voicemail that it played it back.
That's cool.
I have, but normally you have to press one to hear yourself back or something.
That scared me.
I thought he answered his own.
I thought Luke picked up after the voicemail was over. Like he was listening to the answering machine. He goes, hey, I'm here. Holy cow, that scared me for a second.
Wow. Right.
Top five songs in country music. Here we go. Number five, Dan and Shay, How Not To.
But I don't know.
Number four, Dylan Scott, My Girl.
Yeah, that's my girl in the passenger seat. Windows down, dancing around, causing a scene. That's my girl.
Doesn't she rap to Eminem song?
Yes, she does.
This song?
That's his girl, yeah.
Yeah. I always hear that line and I'm like, what a dumb line, but I remember it.
Yeah.
That's all their dumb lines aren't dumb lines. They're the lines we remember.
Mm, true.
Because I'm always like, she's rapping along to an Eminem song. And I'm like, that's the first thing I remembered. And I was like, that sounds kind of out of place. But then I was like, you know what? That's what makes me remember that song. Like, it's a great line.
That's what
I know.
His girl does.
I know. She raps along to Eminem. Mm-hmm. That's cool. Number three, Craving You. You like that city, Thomas Rhett. That shot of 100 proof. No matter how much I get, I'm always craving that feeling when we kiss. Number two, Every Time I Hear That Song from Blake Shelton. I have a problem with Blake Shelton songs.
What?
They just come and go too fast. They're made number ones too fast. You really can't enjoy them for a long time. Mm-hmm. Because it's like, number one, go to the next one. This is a really good song. But we only got to experience it for a short amount of time. That's why our format's not going to have these big anthem hits like we get to enjoy from our younger days. Because you don't think Boots Coon Boogie or If Tomorrow Never Comes or these songs were number ones for like 5, 6, 7, 10 weeks? You're crazy. And then we lived with them. Indian Outlaw, that stuff, they were. Now, great songs just are like, goodbye.
Dang.
On to the next one.
Goodbye.
So, yeah, they're running our format. Mm. Not Blake.
Blake's long term is what you're saying.
Absolutely.
Wow. Didn't think about that.
Well, you should.
Now I am.
So, what do we do to slow down?
We gripe about it. So, I do about everything. Yeah.
Good idea.
Number one, Guide Your Mama and Me, Florida Georgia Line.
My love is never gonna run.
Congratulations to FGL.
Never.
Like, this song's fine. Their new one's really good. Smooth.
Oh, yeah. Ribbit.
Yeah.
Ribbit.
Smooth. That's a good one. Over to Amy.
We all have our different contributions.
Yeah.
Bobby Bones.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
Dierks Bentley hit up Instagram with an announcement. Seems like he's going off the grid for a while. He wrote, taking a vacation from my iPhone, packing everything I'm going to need for the experience. So, I don't know. Did you know?
Yeah.
Oh, what's he doing?
Well,
he's taking a typewriter with him.
I think he's kind of kidding about that. He's a two-phone guy anyway, but he has a flip phone, too, that has no apps or anything on it.
Love it.
So he has different degrees.
Yeah, which is cool.
And I don't want to say too much because you know people too close. It's like, how much of the stuff do you want out there? But I'll say this.
Because otherwise, if he would have wanted us to know,
he would have told. But if something bad happens, you can get in touch with him.
Okay, cool. Sweet.
He also is fake Luke Bryan, the guy that poses.
So he needs cash.
That's the number. In case he needs digital gift cards. What else?
So if you're a huge George Strait fan like I am, then, well, you also have to have a lot of money. He has a car up for sale, and we could buy it, y'all. It's a Bentley, a 2012 Bentley. It's fully loaded, convertible.
Much?
It's on Auto Trader.
How much?
Like, just like a normal
George
car.
Strait does a Bentley?
He did.
How much?
All we need is $159,000.
Okay, you get working on that GoFundMe.
Mm-hmm. Has low mileage, no accidents, and a very clean interior.
George Strait had a Bentley?
Wow.
What in the world?
Mr. Bobby Bones.
And now a random segment about Chick-fil-A.
Did you know in the Chick-fil-A logo, the capitalized A has a special meaning?
Oh.
The restaurant chain put an A in it to symbolize top quality. So
oh,
it's
like
A quality.
A.
Chick-fil-A.
Wow.
Got an A.
You're so smart over there.
I'm just reading this.
Gosh.
The cow mascots have names. There are four cows. There's Freedom, Freckles, Cat, and Molly.
What?
Mm-hmm. From 1995 until present day, real cows have starred in the restaurant's billboards. And they have names. Freedom,
have no
Freckles, Cat, and Molly. There you go.
That was a random segment about Chick-fil-A. This was not a paid segment. Thank you.
Just wait till we drop the new Raging Idiot song, Chick-fil-A on Sunday.
Been waiting.
I want Chick-fil-A, but it's Sunday. I want the fries and a little waffle, but now I'm feeling awful. I want Chick-fil-A, but it's Sunday. Yeah, the one day that you aren't open is the one day that I was hoping to get Chick-fil-A, yeah.
We just want our music to be relatable, mm-hmm. you know? Yeah, so many artists write songs that don't have to do with anything but the situations people face in life. And I'm tired of songs not being country, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's right.
Like, that ain't, this is like real life mm-hmm. country, just at a piano playing about real life situations. When you drive up to Chick-fil-A on Sunday and it's like, I'd like to. Oh, they're not even open. Oh, man.
It's real, man.
I yell hello through the drive-thru. Hello. Nobody answers me back. I look around for all the other cars. Where the heck is everyone at?
Sing it, Amy.
I want Chick-fil-A, but it's Sunday. I want the fries and a little waffle, but now I'm feeling awful. I want Chick-fil-A, but it's Sunday. Yeah, the one day that you aren't open is the one day that I was hoping to get Chick-fil-A.
Real life songs about real life things.
To get Chick-fil-A.
Let me put that out. We have a, yeah, we I put it up on Instagram, but don't worry about it. Don't worry about us. We're just doing our thing. Don't worry about us.
Mm-hmm.
Mark Zuckerberg says Facebook has 2 billion followers now.
2 billion.
Yeah. Wow. I got a personal message from him yesterday.
Is it?
And it was like, well, thank you for being a member of our 2 billion followers. And so, did you guys get that
message?
I wonder
how long it took him to email everybody that.
No, probably just me.
Do you follow him?
No.
Oh.
So he wants to bring the world closer together.
Mm-hmm, that's his goal.
I got on Facebook last night and got irritated as crap and then went on a rant on my Twitter. I didn't even rant on Facebook. I got so mad at Facebook, I ran on a rant on my Twitter. Facebook is just not a good place.
Well, he seems to think that it can be, and he's got hope for the future.
I guess if you're Zuckerberg, it is a great place because it's made you billions of dollars.
Yeah, that's right.
For me, I go there and get angry. It's like, you know what? I've been in too good of a mood today. What can I do to fix it? FACEBOOK.com. That's how it goes, man.
Mm-hmm.
Last night I was watching a bunch of radio people bash me for being in the Hall of Fame.
Like inside radio people?
Yeah, like writers and radio station PDs and stuff.
Why would people take the time to do that?
No idea.
If they got in it, would you be taking the time to hate on them? No.
No. No.
Rude.
Jealousy. That's all it is.
You tell me who it is. I'll hit them.
Well, I posted a thing. That doesn't matter.
Wait, what did you post? I didn't see it.
Nothing. You should stay awake and watch my tweets. I'm hilarious.
Oh, my gosh.
What else? Because nothing. I don't like. Facebook makes me sad. I boxed yesterday. And while I was boxing, there are 3 stages of boxing: puking, quitting, and crying. And I almost hit all 3 of them.
Wow.
Puking, quitting, and crying.
Yeah, almost puked. Uh-huh. Shout out to my boy Jarrett at Title Boxing because he crushes me. I almost puked and I burped. You know how you burp, right?
Yep.
It's like, and he's like, don't you puke on me. And I'm like, okay. And then I keep going. And then there was one point I was like, I just can't do this anymore.
And
I was
and
about
you cried?
No, I was about to quit, and I didn't quit.
Oh,
he's like, don't you quit on me. And then I didn't quit. And then at the end, he stretches me hard, and I have no flexibility. And I almost started crying, and he said, don't you cry on me. So I hit all 3 instead. Amy, I'm telling you, I leave that gym. I've never been as exhausted, but as fulfilled.
Mm. Ever. I was about to ask you what the good parts were.
Ever in my life.
Yeah.
And I get home, and eat like a pound of food. I've put on serious weight. I know we're talking about this today.
Like sizable muscle?
I don't know yet, but I think so.
Okay.
But that, and Amy's like, I want to come box. And
I'm do.
Like, I'm like, it's yes.
I need to experience this.
They have boxing classes where it's like cardio based. I, like an idiot, thought that's what I was doing. But I signed up for fighting lessons.
That's awesome.
So I've been training. So I'm about to whoop some butts.
That's so cool.
If I run into these people that are bashing me on Facebook, I'm probably going to whoop their butts.
Yeah, because I've done one of the cardio classes, and I didn't want to puke, cry, or quit.
Yeah. Well, we're different order. Puke, quit, and then cry.
Oh, sorry.
So that's probably why. Boy, there was a time I was like, and I watch myself in the mirror while I'm doing some of the moves. I don't look near as cool as he does.
Yeah.
You don't look like a boxer yet?
No.
Huh.
I look like a deer that was just born, trying to walk.
The wobble,
like stumbling.
Wobbly legs.
Yeah. Like I'm trying to, I'm just awkward and long.
Yeah, but that's.
What
yeah.
she said.
Okay. Hmm? All right.
Out?
What are we, yeah. All right.
Bobby Bones. Got a couple things. And I guess I'll ask this question first and then come back to it. Give our listeners time to call in. Does your significant other resemble a celebrity? So much so you're like, huh, kind of look like whomever. Like, really, do they? So that's what I want to talk about in a second. Let me give you our phone number. 877-77-BOBBY. The reason I ask is because there's this new dating app, and you can type what celebrity you like, and it kind of finds people in the area that somewhat resemble them.
Oh, that's creative.
Wait, what?
I like
that's
it.
Cool.
Like, I'm, you know, I like Kate Beckinsale. I've always thought Kate Beckinsale
yeah.
was pretty.
So you could type that in, and it's going to show you people that live by you that look like her?
If there are, like, people that facial recognition-y
that's
resemble her.
Crazy.
Kind of crazy, kind of creepy. It's a new way to market your app.
Yeah.
So does your significant other look like somebody kind of famous? If so, call and tell us who. 877-77-BOBBY. Let me give you a story. It's going to blow your mind.
Okay.
So this dude is at a ballpark, and there are pictures up on Facebook, and they're like, he tried to kidnap this little girl. Anybody see
this
story?
No.
This is the craziest story ever.
I don't know it.
It's terrible. They're like, he tried to kidnap, they start posting pictures on Facebook of him. They call the cops. So what happens is this young girl, and she's like two, she wandered away from her parents during a softball game. And this dude, Good Samaritan, was like, hey, where are your parents? And she didn't know where to tell him, and she was all by herself. So he's walking around trying to find her parents. And he had her, the two-year-old, in his arm. Like, hey, have you seen her parents? Have you seen her? So people took pictures of him and posted that he was trying to kidnap the child.
Oh, no.
Yep. And not only that, the dad went and attacked the guy and punched him in the face because he thought he was trying to take the daughter. And that's not what happened at all. He was just trying to find her parents.
He was in the parking lot. The girl was wandering in the parking lot, so he starts walking around the ballpark, and the dad sees him with his daughter, goes up and beats him up, and people posted pictures on the internet saying this is and his name, his kid's name.
Well, his address.
His address, saying he tried to kidnap this girl, like
goodness.
Blah, blah, blah. Like, you got to watch out for this guy in your community, all this. And it turns out he was actually saving the girl because she had wandered from her irresponsible parents who beat him up.
Yeah.
Wow.
Within hours, the man's name, his kid's pictures, where he worked, all were on. Like, look out for this guy.
Oh,
and it spread.
Goodness.
From Fox News, Florida police officers are warning people to double check what they post and share online after a man trying to help a lost child was vilified after a whatever.
Because I don't get it. Like, if he was genuine, if he was holding her like, hey, have you seen this person's parents? What led someone to believe he was trying to kidnap her?
One person posting it on Facebook incorrectly and everybody going, oh, he sure is.
There right.
You go.
And you see the dad attack him, so you think, oh, man, that guy must have been taking the kid.
What a hero dad.
Yeah, wow. Dad coming to save his daughter. Dad didn't ask questions. He just came fists a-flying.
Man.
I'm How about sorry. That? Isn't that an unbelievable story?
Yeah. God, just like that, your reputation's like, boop.
Yeah. So
tarnished.
I read that last night and was like, dang, we should follow that with what celebrity does your person look like? Because you got to lighten it up a little bit.
Okay.
So we're going to do that. There's a Bobby Cast up. It's a show I do from my house. Different songwriters, artists come by my house. Cole Swindell came by. You can search Bobby Cast on iHeartRadio. You can now save it into the podcast folder, subscribe to my Bobby Cast, or on iTunes, search Bobby Cast. But Cole and I talked for an hour, like a lot about songwriting before he got famous as Cole Swindell the artist. I really enjoyed it.
Cool.
So it's called the Bobby Cast, Bobby Cast, if you want to search that. All right, does your significant other look like someone famous? Hello, Hannah in Georgia. What's up?
Not much. just dropped my baby off at softball practice.
This early in the morning?
Yeah, she has it from 8 to 11 every morning.
I guess it's summertime,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, before the heat.
No, during the heat. It kills me.
That's right, because we're getting older. Well, for them, though, it ain't.
Could be. Okay, never
What mind. Do you think? Who do you, who's your significant other look like?
I think that my fiance looks like Matt Damon, but only in a certain movie. like dad bod Matt Damon.
Dad bod Matt Damon, like a specific Matt Damon. Wow.
He definitely had a dad bod phase.
For what movie?
Matt Damon?
Yeah.
I don't recall, but...
We bought a zoo.
Yeah.
So your fiance looks like We Bought a Zoo Matt Damon.
Yeah, not Jason Bourne.
I think he does, and so do the kids, and some of my friends do, but he doesn't. He always calls me crazy whenever I tell him that.
Interesting. But of all the Matt Damons, I think that's the one I'd like to least look like.
Dad bod Matt Damon?
No, We Bought a Zoo, Matt Damon. Yeah.
I think he's sexy. So.
Hannah, thank you for calling. Appreciate you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Let's go over to Rebecca in North Carolina. Rebecca.
Hi.
Are you calling about you?
I'm sorry?
Are you calling about you?
I am.
Okay. I bet you look like somebody hot, don't you? And go ahead. Come
My
on.
Husband and I will be like out to dinner or in a store, and people will come up to him and like, who do people tell you your wife looks like? And they're like, oh, Reese Witherspoon.
That's awesome.
I'm pretty flattered by it, so I don't mind. But my husband's like, why do these people say this? I don't think you look anything like her.
She kind of broke the rule. It's your significant other.
Her husband's significant other looks like Reese Witherspoon.
That's not how it worked. Well, hey, I like it that you called anyway, Rebecca. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
Thank you very much. Let's do this one. Hey, Shelly in Indiana, how are you?
I am good. How are y'all?
I'm really good. So what do you think? Who does your significant other look like?
We get told a lot that he looks like Vin Diesel.
How do you feel about that?
I am totally perfectly fine with that.
Do you think he looks like Vin Diesel?
Yeah, I think he does. Like, I love him. He's not nearly as bustly as Vin Diesel.
Dad bod Vin Diesel from We Bought a Zoo, Vin Diesel.
I wouldn't say like full tilt dad body. He's in pretty good shape. Yeah. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, where do you live in Indiana?
We live in Huntington. It's about 30 minutes southwest Fort Wayne.
I'm going to be there Friday night in Fort Wayne. Are you coming?
We're leaving for Tennessee to see our
Come on!
I know. You're killing me, Bobby.
I'm going to be hilarious Friday night in Fort Wayne.
Trust me, it's killing me. Every fiber of my being, it's killing me.
Oh, man. Well, I hope you have a safe trip. Thank you very much for calling.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
They always beat me to that. Dang it. If you're in Fort Wayne, Indiana, I will see you Friday night, my stand-up comedy show. BobbyBonesComedy.com. Get tickets. Fort Wayne, I cannot wait to see you. Cedar Rapids, can't wait to see you on Saturday night. I really enjoy The Fighter, and I have for a long time. It makes me dance a little bit. And I've never been one to hate a parody. Actually, I enjoy them. We do them ourselves sometimes. But Eddie's kids have started doing parodies.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, this is on their own. I mean, this isn't my proudest dad moment or anything, but they're in this phase of their life where everything's got to be about poop and potty and butts and
farts. They're 9 and 3 and they're boys.
I know, but that's all they joke about. Like, really.
What does Lunchbox joke about?
Same kind of humor.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah,
my kids, Lunchbox.
Okay, so here's Eddie's 9-year-old and 3-year-old doing The Fighter, but to their own words.
Okay.
And they're just singing in the car, right?
Yeah, that's what they do.
What if I poop? I won't let you poop. What if I fart? I won't let you fart. And if I will barf, I wouldn't let you barf. And if I will pee, I won't let you pee.
Oh, my goodness. That's y'all's version.
Yeah.
You weren't happy with Keith Urban's version, so you got to change it and make it your own.
Yes.
You guys are gross.
Listen,
that's
let me
crazy,
say this.
Man.
Play it again.
Everybody in the room smiled.
Yeah, it's cute.
They're crazy.
From the top.
No. What if I poop? I won't let you poop. What if I fart? I won't let you fart. And if I will barf, I wouldn't let you barf. And if I will pee, I wouldn't let you pee.
Oh my goodness.
Hey, they have potential, Eddie.
Yeah. They're writers for the Raging Idiots, too, now.
Yeah, man. That's a jam, kind of. We need to remix that. Maybe we get Keith and Carrie here to sing that version.
Oh, that's a great idea. Mr. Bobby
Bones. Yesterday, 5 p.m. or so, Cole Swindell came over to the house. I have a studio upstairs, and we do a show called The Bobby Cast, and you can search on iHeartRadio or iTunes and subscribe. We talk for an hour about songwriting and music, and I was asking Cole Swindell about the hat.
Because a lot of people think that's a CS for Cole Swindell.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually a GS for Georgia Southern.
You should be.
So I talked about music and the hat.
No, I mean, a lot of people think it's my initials, but what,
but
do I want a
different
one?
You don't make any money off that Georgia Southern hat.
No.
Do you sell Georgia Southern hats at your shows?
No, they have them in the bookstore, like at the college. So it's like, I mean, they had a graph of the sales of baseball hats before I started wearing it now, and it's pretty funny. But to me,
it's the Cole Swindell merch booth of the college.
I mean, I know, but I have my own line of merch down there at Georgia Southern now.
But he's known for that hat. And so that's not a CS, it's a GS.
Mm-hmm. For a while, I thought it was for George Strait.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you making a joke or no?
No, I'm serious.
I thought you were making a joke. Yes, I really thought it was for Cole Swindell.
No,
I was
a long
like, man,
time
what
ago,
a weirdo.
I thought it was George Strait.
He also talked about writing This Is How We Roll.
The shooting bullets at the moon line, Luke had said it in his show, and Brian asked, he's like, you think we should ask? I was like, well, I'll ask him. I don't think he's going to want to come over here and write, but I'll ask him. And he came over and listened to just a little bit we had, and we finished it, and they got to sing it, and I didn't get to sing it. I just got the songwriting credit, so I've been introducing myself to Jason Derulo ever since. Like, hey, man, I wrote that song, too, with them, but we'll talk about that later.
So it's a lot. Good talk. And it's like so much more than you just know Cole, because you know the songs, but you don't ever know like the people. I always like that. I always get to know them pretty well. Gotta ask them. We just talk about like humans. Cole Swindell sweepstakes, by the way. It's the Flatliner sweepstakes. It's a free trip. One winner and a guest. We'll get to see Cole perform on the tour with Dierks Bentley, and you get to meet Cole and a backstage hang. The grand prize includes round trip airfare, two nights hotel, August 25th in San Diego. And again, you get to meet Cole Swindell. BobbyBones.com. This doesn't cost anything. We don't spam you. We just like to give away prizes through little online contests.
Yeah.
So if you want to meet Cole, BobbyBones.com. He tells a really good story about this song, too. Forever, he was just like, Dierks, when I cut the song, I think you should probably, you know, I wrote it for you, and Dierks never heard it.
Uh-huh.
And then when he's like, I'm going to cut it, you should sing it. And he was like, oh, do you really want to sing it with me? It's a good story. But anyway,
cool.
BobbyBones.com if you want to get in the Cole Swindell sweepstakes and have your own interview.
Oh. Yeah.
Couple things on our show Facebook page. Number one is, Emmy did a cooking show yesterday, or as I would call it, a mini-series, because it was 2 hours long.
What?
Wow.
It was 2 hours. And she called. Listen, I'm going to tell you the truth. Emmy FaceTimed me yesterday, and I was waiting for Cole Swindell to get to my house, and I had like 5 minutes to talk.
He didn't have much time.
Just left the gym. Was covered in sweat, and I had a shower, and Cole was about to be at the house.
Yeah.
And Amy's like, let's talk for half an hour about my show. I don't have time. She goes, how was it? And I said, it was over 2 hours. Like, that was a lot. I thought it was really good. I thought the setup was great. It's just much.
Yeah. Well, the plan is not for it to always be 2 hours. This is the first one. We were feeling everything out. I wanted to document everything, see what we liked.
Well, boy, did you ever. It was called Cooking with Amy. Except they didn't cook for half an hour into it.
Huh, what? So you actually did the cooking on the show?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, that's bad. Yeah, you got to have it ready.
Stop hating.
No, I'm talking about someone experienced
and
in cooking
watch it,
shows.
And now you're like, that's bad.
But Amy was like, I love criticism. And
oh, okay.
All we did was say, hey, it took 30. And she goes, stop hating.
Not hating.
No, I said, I will take constructive criticism. Thank you.
I would cook earlier in your cooking show.
Okay. Yeah,
or have an already cooked.
It ended up being more
dish.
Of like a talk show about
but
like,
it's
food.
Called Cooking with Amy, not Eating with Friends.
Which for 2 hours.
Which I thought we could rename it that.
Oh, okay.
You know?
All right.
But I did think it was good. People can watch it. Here's the problem with it being 2 hours. You did some wonderful things at an hour and 30 minutes, and nobody's going to see because nobody's going to get to that part.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Cooking with Amy is up on our Facebook page.
You block off some time, you know, put it in your calendar.
I've been doing shows myself, little pilots, over the past couple weeks of shows.
Yeah?
Like I did brushing Bobby's teeth. Anybody catch that one?
I did, yes.
I thought it was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't 2 hours.
No, it was 13 minutes.
It's rather short.
And all I did was brush my teeth on Instagram Live and let everybody watch. It's a real amazing piece. But I could come up with other shows for you guys.
Okay.
For us?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, great.
Lunchbox.
Yeah.
This is an online show I think you'd be good at. It's called Napping with LB.
I like it.
You just live stream your naps.
Okay.
I can do that. I mean, I'm really good at napping, and I don't move, and people would be just amazed at how solid I sleep.
Well, that would be 2 hours.
No, it'd be 30 minutes. Set your alarm.
He does 30 minutes, even.
Mm-hmm. Right on the dot. Boop.
Yep.
Eddie.
Yeah.
Yours would be called since you're a video producer and you know you hang out. Okay. It's called After Work with Eddie. You hang out after the show, seeing how long you can hang out before you have to go home.
Oh, nice!
Because you don't like to go home.
That could be up to 2 hours.
So it's seeing all the things that you find to do, so you can avoid home.
Okay.
Oh, all right. Again, that dang. Is so funny. Hold on. That is a good
title.
What's
it called?
After Work with Eddie.
Hey.
And it's all the time-wasting things he can come up with.
People get to see how busy I am after the show.
Oh, boy.
People can watch. They watch you play kickball in the studio so you don't have to go home.
Yeah.
To be, I would always be home. Like, if my kids were making up parodies like yours, if you missed it, Eddie's kids did a parody to The Fighter. 9-year-old, 3-year-old boy. And it's, I think it's called The Pooter.
Yeah. What if I poop? I won't let you poop. What if I fart? I won't let you fart. And if I will barf, I wouldn't let you barf. And if I will pee, I wouldn't let you pee.
I mean, you gotta be proud as a dad, right?
Yeah, I'm so proud. I mean,
musically, they
didn't get
the melody.
Like, yes, yeah, it's great.
They, oh, the melody's down, and then even the echo, the background.
So singing.
They're doing
Keith
the call and answer too.
I mean, they're so good.
Hey, Keith or Carrie, if you're listening, call in and tell us what you think of that version. I'd love to hear their opinion.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
I think it's a good point. Sometimes Eddie and I talk about philosophy during the show.
Yeah.
It's kind of highbrow stuff.
Deep
okay,
stuff.
Okay, what was...
Well, in the song Body Like a Back Road, he talks about taking her pants off and turning them inside out. We're like, just grab them by the bottom of the feet and pull them and keep them right side in, then you don't have to return them back out.
Exactly. Why inside out?
Because he grabs them by the top and pulls them all the way down so they turn inside out. Don't do that. That could hurt. It also hurts.
Correct.
So help.
Right. Just take them from the bottom behind the heel and pull their jeans that way.
Slide right
and
off.
And they stay right side in.
Yep.
No. You got to understand, when a girl's got those tight jeans on, you're not pulling them by the ankles. You're having to...
But you should, is my point.
But it's a lot harder to pull them from the ankle than flip them over and roll them down.
I don't know.
Maybe that's why he said he don't need no help.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Well, you don't need no help.
Because maybe if he's pulling them from the bottom for the ankles,
but here's
he
my
can
argument.
Use some help.
Here's my argument. If she has hips like honey, you grab them by the heel and they slide right off because they're honey hips. They go...
Dang, that's a good
no,
point.
No, they're thick
point.
And so sweet.
I know, but
that's
they're like
honey.
Honey.
Honey's thick and sweet.
Yeah.
Honey's not sticky. Honey's not silky.
See, there's a lot to talk about.
Huh.
These are the conversations we have when we're not doing the show.
Mm-hmm.
We like to break down songs.
Break it down. Figure it out.
I still go with behind the heel and pull that way. Like, she puts her legs up a little bit and you pull that way.
Yep.
Okay. And you know what? Frankly, I don't need no help either. Unless, Eddie, you want to help. No. You can do one leg out of the other.
I'm good.
All right. Hit that jam for me right there, please. Oh, come on. Come on.
Daylight come and me want go. Work all night and a drink of rum.
Hey!
Daylight come and me want go home. Stack banana till the morning come.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Come, Mr. Tallyman,
tally me banana.
Daylight come and me want go home. Come, Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Mana, mana, oh banana.
Oh my goodness. Mana.
6'7", 7'8" punch. Daylight come and me wanna go home. 6'7", 8'
punch.
Boom, punch.
Oh my goodness.
Dang it.
Me said day.
I know this part. Daylight come and daylight go.
I'm done.
Like, you've heard it 20 times.
How do you not know that song?
I know. Sunday.
Wow. Look at that.
I know that part, but that's...
Yeah. I had no reason to play that song.
Yeah, why did you play it?
It's just fun.
Great.
Hey, that's a tough one.
Oh, because we were singing it this morning.
Before the show.
Before the show, we were working.
Amy and I were
working. You were doing something that sounded like you were going to someplace like... you're performing at Jelly Mel Banana. I don't know. It made me think of it.
Oh, you're playing like, Jelly Mel Banana?
I'm playing at a theater in Jackson, Mississippi.
Called? Jelly Mel.
Dara. And I was like. I can't say that. Ray, how do you say the name of the theater in Jackson?
Dolly Amara.
And I'm like, Ray, I'm from Arkansas, and it's Jackson, Mississippi, so they're very similar places.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I just don't know if he would, I don't know how to say the theater.
However it was, when he said it, I was like, Dale me banana.
Yeah, so
okay. Come on, me.
So we're in the room singing that, wasting time.
I love it. That's what we do in here, me and Lunchbox.
So wait, you guys are now having fun in the mornings?
That's yeah,
what
a little I like bit.
That's what I'm talking about, guys. Yes.
Good job. No. Hey, like, welcome. Welcome to our side.
For like 5 seconds. And
that's
then
okay.
He
you
like,
got to start somewhere.
Then I was like, Amy, focus. Back to work.
Focus.
I had about an hour of liners to read today. I walk
you
in,
have a lot.
And the packet was up to my nipples when I sat down.
Wow.
What I do before the show.
That's an exaggeration.
So I sit down, and I'm like, Ray, what am I working with today? Because I get here before the show starts. And Ray's like, I got a few. He lied.
Yeah, it was
and
a
I,
lot.
I read for an hour, and I'm like, page, full page, full page, full page, full page. And then I'm like, what's happening here? And he's like, you had more than I thought. So people always wonder what Amy and I do before the show.
Read. Do they like home?
What do we? And Bobby had no time to look at a cute picture I wanted to show him.
Oh, she kept trying to show me a picture of a pregnant dog.
It's for my pile.
Pregnant dog.
We're talking about it in my pile.
Oh, coming up in Amy's pile. Okay. But she was like, look at this picture. I was like, Amy, I'm trying to read.
And he's like, stop.
We try to super serve our local stations more than any other syndicated show. We try to make sure they have everything they want. Anyway, it took me an hour this morning. That's the worst story I've ever told. But that's where that came from. Mm-hmm. My funny and alone stand-up comedy shows in Jackson at Thara Marlowe.
Tally Me Banana.
I don't know how to say it. Tally Me Banana Hall. And I just don't know how to say it.
Yeah. Which, you know, welcome to my life. I don't know how to say anything.
And so I always just say, coming to Jackson.
Yeah.
Jackson, I've been to a lot. I know.
I'm going to Jackson.
I'll be in Fort Wayne, though, Friday night, in Cedar Rapids on Saturday, and then Baton Rouge, so the next week. I have more people that's significant others look like celebrities. Bob in Austin.
Hey, guys.
What's up, buddy?
Well, you know, missing you guys when you're not here, but a while back, my wife used to get a free coffee at Starbucks.
Because?
Given them to her because he thought she looked like Sandra Bullock. He thought she was Sandra Bullock. And this went on for months.
And she just let it happen?
The ring and said, you know, I'm married. This was before Sandra Bullock was ever married.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy was like, yeah, no, you're not. Mm. He still didn't believe her.
Do you feel like she looks like Sandra Bullock?
Yeah, she does.
Do you ever?
I've had people tell me in public and friends, you know, and yeah. And we were at Bess's, Sandra's restaurant one time with some friends. And this couple, you know, really said, you guys really, I mean, she really looks like Sandra Bullock. I'm going to go up to her because Sandra was at the bar and see if she'll come over. And then she got gun-shy about going over and talking to Sandra. Not my wife, but our friend. So, to this day.
Well, that's a nice problem to have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sandra Bullock's awesome.
Has anybody ever met Sandra Bullock here? Because
I saw her at the gym.
I've met her. Yeah.
You've met her?
Yeah, I met her at a show, at a concert.
So you met her in like normal setting.
Very pleasant.
Was she pleasant?
So pleasant.
Yeah. I don't, you know what a term I don't like is nice. Nice is very surface. I like kind. I like pleasant. Nice is fake to me. Like if someone's nice, that's something they're putting on.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
If someone's kind, I feel like that's from the heart. This is not about Sandra. This is just my general.
I was just saying it out loud, like how I would say it, because I feel like I've said that about people.
You can't.
They really
no,
are nice.
No, most people do. And they are nice people, but there's no depth to that. You don't really know. That's if I meet you once and you're like, okay, he was nice. If I hang around you for a bit, I'm like, man, it's a pleasant person or a kind person.
Oh,
okay.
Just my vocab. Yeah. My vocab. Huh.
Well, Lunch hasn't met any of those people.
I yelled at Sandra Bullock once and she was rude.
No.
You ever met her?
I never met her. Never seen her in public. I'd yell at her if I did, though. No
I
problem.
I just took a picture of her running on a treadmill. And
okay, creep.
Wow.
Hey, good move.
She was running fast. I was impressed.
Yeah? What do you think she was on? What number?
Probably 10.
Wow.
10.
Yeah, she was on highest speed possible.
What about incline?
I don't know. I couldn't tell.
Yeah, whatever. Staying fit is one of the best gifts you can give your man, according to this woman who penned a letter. I mean, come on.
This is from a woman.
Yeah, from a woman.
And this is her gift to her man, stay fit. Okay,
I'm just curious to know your thoughts on that.
Okay, I'll give him.
She's 29 years old from D.C. She argues that women should ignore the pack of feminist lies that make men and women unhappier. She's been married to her husband for less than a year, and she stresses that men are visual creatures. She says, if you want to keep your husband, then keep your beauty. If you have a wife that is exciting to look at, men will stay excited. Now, some people are upset. Now, I understand why they would be upset, but Amy, I wonder to you. She says if you're a woman, you want to keep your man happy, you stay looking a certain way.
Can I ask you something?
Bring it.
Isn't my husband or aren't you in relationships, you're attracted to other things besides the physical, right?
We are. However, we as men,
we gay men, we like pretty girls.
Yeah, so
pretty
you're admitting girl. It's very visual. I get it. But if you're committed enough to marry, you're in it for way more than just the visual.
You would think that, but we're pretty, like pretty girl. We're dumb men.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
We are in it for more, but... Really, men are stupid.
We like pretty girl. I break rock for pretty girl.
I see where she's going with that, but I would keep it more well-rounded, and I would also say that it's important to offer all aspects of the relationship, keep the emotional side of it healthy, keep the communication side of it, all that. But yes, I mean, my husband and I, we do try to stay fit for each other. Like, that's the truth. And we got in better shape after we got married.
This is an unpopular thing to say publicly because you will get backlash.
Yeah.
But the general sentiment I do agree with, just because men are stupid and we're visual and women are smart and you guys are the ones that need the whole package. Looks don't matter as much to you. That's why you guys are better than us. You can see things that are below surface.
Yeah.
And you can see it early.
Yeah.
Or you can see it late. Mm-hmm. With a man, we see someone, we're attracted to them or we're not, and it's like, on to the next. With a woman, do you know how many girls have had to break down over years and years of time? They're like, oh, he's not so bad. That would never happen with a man. We'd be like,
he's not pretty to me.
No.
Me go to next girl.
Good. Next girl.
Give me rock to break.
Can I say one more thing? I don't know if she touched on this, but I think as a woman, too, just keep in mind, if you keep yourself fit and healthy and in shape and feeling good, you will be a better... I feel like I'm more confident and I feel better and I'm a better wife. Like, I'm better when I... You know what I'm... Does that make sense? I hope I'm saying that right.
Listen, I don't think you have to be fit or healthy. I think you are what your man wants you to be, if according to her. Like, it doesn't have to be fit to be attractive to some guy. I know some guys, like...
True.
Really skinny girls and some girls, guys, like, all shapes and sizes.
Right.
But there's a reason that every city you go to has a strip club in it for men.
Oh.
And really, there's only big ones in Vegas for, like, funny.
It's like a novelty thing. Like, ha, yes. ha. We went to Thunder Down Under.
Yes. Also my nickname in college.
No.
What?
Okay.
Trying to finish my speech over here. I got to give a speech, like, right after the show.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all these important charity people.
We can help you.
Yeah, are you ready?
I mean...
Yeah, I'm just like tweaking things right now.
Okay.
What
you like, got?
No, I can't because if they're listening.
Okay.
See, I got to be.
What have you discarded?
Ooh, read the trash pile.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
I just cut a couple. I cut a joke.
Okay, what'd you cut?
Yes.
Yeah. So it's for. Oh, this is so inside. But it's for Corin Capshaw, who runs the management company that I'm under. He's like the guy that I look to, and I'm like, man. Give me your advice, your wisdom. And he's getting this really great charitable offer. He's like, this guy that's super inspiring to me to do good all the time. And so he's super rich too. And so the joke, because the event's at a place, and the joke was, nah.
What was
what,
the joke?
What?
It what?
Well, I got to finish it now. All right. Hold on. The joke's at City, or the place is at City Winery. Well, I'm deleting jokes now because I'm trying to find it. And it's like, hey, oh, crap. Hold on.
He bought...
Why'd you guys ask me this? This wasn't going to be a segment.
Let me guess. He bought the whole city wine.
No, he didn't. No, that's funny, though.
That's good, though.
But it was like City Winery. During breakfast, he actually... He's a big real estate investor.
Oh, okay.
And
okay.
While you're all eating breakfast, he actually been on the building. So the Corin Capshaw presents City Winery with Maren Morris coming up in a minute.
Oh, like he just bought it while you guys are sitting there.
Something like that.
Okay.
I cut it, though. I cut that joke.
All right, okay.
Yeah, that's a good one to cut. I'm sure the other ones are better.
Listen to Amy. That's a good one to cut.
Just kidding.
I don't even know how to read. I lost it because I trashed it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
I'm not supposed to tell jokes at this thing. But I feel like, why would someone have me up if they didn't want me to be funny?
Yeah, right? Because that's you. You the funny guy.
Well, I'm the guy that tries to be funny. You know what I mean? I'm not always funny. Like you just said, it's a good one to cut. Let's see.
Let me help you write things.
He just bought the whole city wine, everybody.
All right, Daniel in Fort Wayne.
What's going on, buddy?
Hey, buddy.
So, yeah, I talked to you last week on the way to the hospital as my wife was in labor.
Oh yeah.
You were chasing the ambulance.
What up? Yeah, dude. Hey, so I'll just give you the story real quick. Got to the hospital, and a few short hours later, Amelia Rose was born.
Look at this guy!
Wow.
4 pounds, 8 ounces.
Oh,
and
she's so tiny.
She's about 8 weeks premature, but she's doing pretty dang good. She's hanging out in the NICU in the hospital there for at least 4 weeks, well, probably about 3 weeks now, till we can bring her home.
How you feel?
Dude, my mind is still blown, you know? It was so out of the blue that, like, I didn't have time to mentally prepare. It was just one day having a normal morning at work, and then next thing I know, there's a baby coming out, you know?
Dang! Yeah. That's how I want mine to be.
To fill in people that are listening that don't remember the call, like, he legit did not know his wife was pregnant. They found out while they were being rushed to the hospital.
And he called us from chasing the ambulance. Dude, congratulations!
Thank you. So I just want to let you know, I'm sorry, I'm probably not going to be able to make your comedy show in Fort Wayne this weekend,
because
I'm going to be hanging out with you, but
bring the baby.
I wish I could, but just want you to know that if you get bored on Friday when you're here, you've got an open invite to come over and hang out at the hospital for a little
That's
bit.
That's so cool. You should go.
Totally.
Dang.
Go Appreciate hang out at the hospital.
That. Appreciate that. Here, I
Bobby's
found,
favorite place.
I found my joke. Can I hear it?
Yeah.
All right, so Corn's a big real estate investor. He actually put a bid in for this place while he was ordering his breakfast. So be sure to clean up after yourself, because about noon today, it turns into Corn Cap Shop Presents the City Winery.
Ah, I like that.
Nice.
Yeah. Okay. Inside.
Yeah, very much so.
But I like it.
I cut it.
It's okay.
It didn't make it. So imagine how good the other ones are.
Exactly. So that means the other ones are going to be really good.
All I do is write. All the time. Write books. Books not even that good. Write the second book. Not even that good.
Write jokes. Write songs. Write.
None of it's even that good. Why do I
write letters?
None of it's
the only
good.
Thing you don't write is this show. But everything else in your life, you write.
You write texts all the time.
I like gifts.
Yeah.
I like gifts. I like to gift things. Yeah, like, I got like a funny gift for everything. I'm a gift guy. I'm like, don't hate. And then I find Michelle Tanner riding a little horsey, and I send it to him. What do you want? What do you want from me, people? Bones. Let's go to Katie in Missouri. Hey, Katie in Missouri, what's happening?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm really good. Can you tell me something?
Yeah, I had a comment about the girl who said you have to stay fit for your husband or whoever. I think it's 100% true, just because I have friends who are married and they've struggled with their husbands a little bit because they've had stressors in their life, so they've gained a little bit of weight, or they just don't have time between work, and their husbands confess that, you know, I've struggled because I've fantasized about one of your friends because she is in shape still and she takes care of herself. So that's something that I think is extremely important in a relationship, because, yes, everything about you keeps whoever you're with you, but what's that first thing that attracts them? It's your physical looks. You have to keep take care of yourself in order to honestly keep things going.
I appreciate your call. The letter was that she's like, hey, women, if you want to keep your man like into you, you have to stay in shape. Because men, and I'll say it, men, we're dumb. Like, we're dumb. And we're very visual creatures. And we're like, we need to see the pretty top.
Yeah, we like pretty girl.
Pretty girl. Because we're like cavemen.
I can't take you seriously.
But that's what we're in. And there are other things that we like, but men in general, no. Don't give us too much credit.
Oh, sorry. Because I mean, I like y'all. I mean, I know that you're smarter than that.
But again,
and better than that.
We're visual. You're able to have
more depth.
You can enjoy a man for whatever he gets. I don't even know. I don't even know what we give. We're big pieces of crap for the most part.
Yeah.
Trash.
At times, definitely.
Yes. But you're able to find the good in us.
Yep.
And we're like,
if
they're not pretty, I don't care how good. Do you want Nobel Peace Prize? Is her hair pretty? Then I don't care.
But everybody's attracted to different things. I mean, y'all are saying, like, nobody's saying, like, you have to, like, go try to be Giselle or something, because that's impossible. Just know that, women, that's unattainable. And guys, you should know that for women, that's unattainable.
Is it impossible?
Yes, it's impossible. There's no way. Mm. That's genetics. That's like, I mean, she does eat right and work out, but she's like don't try to.
No, but
twist
whomever
this.
You married, you were attracted to initially.
Exactly. So do people that marry someone a little bit? Because when I married my husband, I was heavier. So do I have leeway?
This is what she's getting to.
Can I gain weight?
You can do whatever you want.
Okay.
All I'm saying is that woman's getting a lot of criticism for saying what a lot of people feel and say.
Right.
And just won't
not
say
like
it.
The women thing to say, like.
But if I turn into a real douche in a relationship, then she. Peace out.
Yeah.
You should be able to just chunk deuces and run. All right. There's that. Hello. You're on the air. Tamara in Lafayette, Louisiana.
What up? I cannot believe I got through. I love you guys.
Thank you very much. What would you like to say?
I just wanted to say, I think it was Ray's girlfriend that tweeted about the monkey, seeing a monkey or hearing a monkey every day.
Yeah. Every day in your life, you supposedly hear or see a monkey.
Oh, my gosh. It's 100% true.
Or word monkey. Yeah.
It is a fact. I hear it every day. I see it on, like, the TVs in Walmart every day, or I hear, like, my kids will make a monkey sound. It's amazing.
Wow.
I
have been looking. I don't see many monkeys.
I don't see any monkeys. The only time I see it is on Twitter when someone says, I saw a monkey.
On purpose.
Yeah.
So we see the monkey for the day.
Yes.
The monkey of the day.
Heck, it's you, Bobby Bones on.
What's up, Bobby?
Well, we go over to Amy. She has some stories laying around, and if we don't get to them, we go into Amy's pile. What do we have first?
Well, there's a woman that has a dog that's pregnant, and she did a maternity photo shoot with her dog.
Is she pregnant, too?
No, she's not pregnant. Her dog's pregnant, and it's so cute. She has a sign that's like, I'm be a mom, and the dog's all pregnant, and she put flowers on the dog's head. It's actually really adorable. Like, people are loving it.
I can't hate on that.
Yeah.
I love my dog more than anything in the whole world.
Yeah, we've got it at, on our Facebook page, BobbyBones.com, if people want to check it out. It's so cute.
Listen, I fill the void in my heart for love with my dog.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
And that's what I do. That's why I love my therapist told me a long time ago. Like, I tell my dog all the time, I love you. And never told that to a human. But I tell my dog. So for me to judge this ridiculous thing would be hypocritical.
Yes. Mm. It's very awesome of you to recognize that.
That's pretty ridiculous.
She needs to get a line.
It's funny, though. So we'll put it on her Facebook page, BobbyBones.com. Click over to the Facebook page.
When I read this morning, it made me think of you because did you know that Thomas Jefferson was chosen to write the Declaration of Independence over Benjamin Franklin because other members of the committee were afraid that Benjamin Franklin would sneak in a joke?
I didn't know that.
Like, it's something so serious and awesome.
Ben Frankie, he's writing jokes.
I love that.
Who knew Benji was like,
What's the deal with the Declaration of Independence? What's it declaring? Huh?
Isn't that cool?
That is funny. Yeah. I have jokes today. I'm doing a charity breakfast honoring someone. I'm not supposed to do jokes, but I got a few. I got a few up my sleeve.
Uh-huh.
Oh, boy. Untested, unproven material. All right. always
the best.
Tough one. Yeah. What else you got?
So because of all the Bachelor in Paradise drama, right now producers are only letting contestants have 2 drinks per hour. It's like a new rule. And
Those drinks on like in Vegas that are like 4 foot tall?
Absolutely. The yard.
Yeah, it's those really long ones.
And an hour of all those hours, that could still be a lot of drinks.
But they put out the press, like, guys, we got to do something to contain this. So put out the press release, only 2 an hour. And they bring in these beer mugs up to your waist. All right, guys, only 2. Beep, beep.
And if any contestants want to kiss or, I don't know, anything like that, they have to get permission from a producer.
What?
The show's going downhill. It's done.
I don't want to laugh because it's obviously for, like, safety of people, like, consenting. But, I mean,
they have cleared him from any charge at all.
Yes, yes. That guy, he was like drugged through the mud.
Mm. And that girl's boyfriend, Corinne, is back with her going, and apparently she went on the show with a boyfriend that she hooked up with you.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know. These people.
It's great TV, though. You got to watch it.
Amy,
and lastly, Lindsay Lohan is starting her own lifestyle website. For $2.99 a month, you can get, and you can quote me on this, personal diaries, video updates, exclusive fashion and beauty tutorials, shopping guides, stuff like that.
I hope that she's able to kind of come back. And
me too. She looks really healthy in these pictures.
Like, all jokes aside about Lindsay Lohan, and trust me, we've made them too, but I hope she's really able to fix whatever it is, because we really don't know what people are going through, and she's able to correct her life if it needs corrected, and
just be a citizen and be a human and do human things and not have to
love
be,
that.
And not have to be, you know, an addict. Mm-hmm. That's a tough thing to get out of, man. So I hope she does. I don't know her, never met her, probably will never meet her, but I hope she does. Just, yeah, I root mm-hmm. for her.
Yep.
Anyway.
Okay.
All right,
well,
there you go.
I'm Amy, and that's your pile.
I didn't know we had a close
can,
them.
Can I say that? We can test things out.
It's a real pile of awesomeness.
Oh. Yeah. That's my pile. Take my pile and...
And what?
This is a Bobby Bones show.
Bobby Bones.
I want to say I appreciate you for being here. Let's say you heard the whole show, right? And you're like, well, now what do I listen to? Like, there's nothing else that I want to listen to. Well, let me give you a suggestion. The Bobbycast. Cole Swindell came by the house, and he talked about stuff like riding roller coaster for Luke Bryan.
I mean, when we played him this, me and Michael Carter wrote this, when we played it for him, it wasn't even to pitch it to him. It wasn't to see if he would record it. We just wanted him to hear my voice on it to see what he thought, and he freaked out, drove us straight over to his producer's house, and me and Michael are sitting there like, what is going on? That's a one-of-a-kind feeling when somebody you've looked up to is freaking out literally over a song like you've never seen him.
So it's a lot of behind the scenes about his writing career before he got an artist deal. And Cole Swindell at my house yesterday searched Bobbycast on iHeartRadio, and now there's a whole podcasting part of iHeart. We can save them. Subscribe. And you can subscribe on iTunes. So Cole Swindell, the latest victim of the Bobbycast.
Victim.
People always leave and go, I've never been interviewed like that before. Not that I'm a great interviewer, but that long form. It just doesn't happen.
Yeah, it's different.
With how we do it. So check that out. Thanks for hanging out on Wednesday. Tomorrow, I thought I'd throw them back.
Oh, yeah.
We should
see that happening on a Thursday.
You like a throwback Thursday, play some cool stuff?
That's an interesting concept.
Yeah. Well, let's post-show meeting. We'll figure out something. Tomorrow, throwback Thursday on Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones. Appreciate you.
Yeah.